Good morning, Rosanna.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Lovely. And within your own experience working at Addy Road, how did COVID impact how the local community celebrated Ramadan this year?
Well, usually Ramadan is a time of it's a time of fasting, but also a time of giving and a time of celebration, where the community, you know, has a very collective and cooperative approach to each other, you know, families helping families and coming together, of course. And so, you know, meeting each other, and it's an opportunity where, you know, the wider community interact with the communities amongst them that are in need. But unfortunately, that didn't happen this time because people are in isolation. So it was much harder to understand who were the people in need and who were the people that have been hit the hardest or fallen through the cracks during this time with COVID. I mean, many people in the community have lost their jobs or their work hours have decreased. There are many people from Muslim background that are refugees and asylum seekers or international students that are not eligible to the supports that the government is giving the wider community. And so those people would have been embraced ordinarily, you know, in Ramadan celebrations and evening prayers and gatherings. But because of COVID, everybody is in their home. So we work together with the communities to make sure that nobody that was at home suffering was left without food.
And can you tell us a bit about what Addy Road put together? I mentioned before that it was a food deployment, but what did that actually look like?
So we've been running a food security program for the last 5 years. So we're very much in touch and very engaged and very connected with our community. So we've also been running an outreach service out west in Belmore-Lakemba area. So we're also very much in touch with communities in those areas. And so we made sure from the very beginning that our communities and, of course, new communities, so new groups of people, families and individuals that were worst affected would not fall through the cracks. So 8 weeks ago now, we increased our operations, our usual operations, which is food security, food pantry. We increased that. We repurposed our big hall and we set up basically a production centre and food deployment centre. So our big hall, which is about 1,000 square metres, and we stocked it up with food just in case our corridors of food rescue and food purchase were severed for any reason because everything was so unknown. So we stocked it up and we set it up so it was a safe environment and we could practice physical distancing and at the same time be able to prepare hampers for civil society organisations. And I say that very loosely because it could be unions, it could be newly formed groups or groups that identify around a common connection to each other. It could be a religious group or a religious institution or anyone indeed that is connected to their community and knows that their community or members in their community are suffering, and they could come to our emergency preparedness and response food aid centre to pick up food hampers and make sure that they are provided to the families in need, so delivered to the families. And at the same time, we had an incredible response from the community, the mutual aid community. So it was really people that stepped up and filled the gap of probably what traditionally government or organisations would normally do. So yeah. People just didn't wait for the bureaucracy, you know, to start working. They just responded quickly. And without the donations that we continuously receive from our community, we wouldn't be able to do what we do either.
And there's so many people out there that definitely need it. I mean, we're here speaking about Ramadan, which is very, very important that everyone gets the food that they need. But I also noticed that you have mentioned before international students, single parents, basically just people who need a little bit extra food. If our audience is interested and listening and wants to support Addison Road, how do they go about doing that?
Addyroad.org.au, or just Google Addy Road, and there's a link to the work that we do and to a fundraising donations button if people are interested.
That sounds wonderful. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so, so much for joining us.
And thank you for having us, and thank you for your support.